manager Mario is jumping on the line. He will discuss it to you. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today, brother?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
Just another damn paradise, man. What can I say? You know.
And I hear you, man. Maybe you can make my day paradise.
Hey, let's hope that's the case, man. I mean, you know, it's Tuesday, man. I woke up this morning and I was like, man, is it Friday? I was like, no, man, it's just Tuesday.
I hear you, dude, but we live in California, so, I mean, we need a paycheck, you know? If I'm not getting my phone to ring, I don't have a paycheck and I can't pay nobody, so let's make that happen.
Yeah. That's gonna be a challenge there. I mean, especially in Orange County, brother, where everything is probably, you know, just as San Diego, twice as high, man.
right.
Okay. So, Mike's Drain Works. Obviously, you know, it says what you specialize in, but what exactly are you doing, Mike? I mean, is it, plumbing? I mean, what do you specialize in, brother?
Plumbing.
Okay. Are you working solo? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
What?
I said, are you working alone or do you have a crew? How are you operating?
Oh, I work alone. It's a small paw shop.
Gotcha. Okay. No big deal, brother. Now, I guess this is the, you know, I want to keep things, you know, pretty straightforward with you and transparent. Yeah. You know, right now, are you in a position where, you know, if you were to start receiving calls from the Google platform, are you able to handle more business? Can you take on more work?
I need more work. Yeah, I'm not getting as much as I need. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Understood. Okay.
I mean, I can hire somebody else eventually, you know, if I get busy. That's not a problem, but I don't have enough work to keep another person busy.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
I was very successful. Yeah, mm-hmm. In 2016 to 2020, I was up, I mean, I'm at $500,000 a year, you need 9 employees. Like, I was killing it, you know what I mean? But I took a few years, couple years off because of some family tragedies that happened, you know what I mean? Deaths and stuff like that. So, yeah, oop. So, but that's where I'm at right now. But yes, I could definitely take on more work. I need to take on more work. I'm hungry, so.
Understood. Okay, perfect. So, this is what we're proposing, to put Mike's, Drain Works, as, one of, Google's top recommended company on that first page. Okay. That's
mm-hmm.
where, you know, that's what we do, with our company. It's obviously, here's the bottom line. When you're on that first page of Google, I mean, the pie is big enough to go around, right? If you pop up as one of those, top recommended results. So we would,
go ahead. Really quickly, yeah. Okay? I've been talking mm-hmm. to a lot of people, a lot of other companies.
Okay.
They tell me, huh?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. They straight tell me, straightforward, if anybody tells you they can put you on the front page of Google, it's a lie. It's a scam.
Okay.
Right.
So
I'm hoping they're wrong.
Okay. Well, here's the reality, brother. I mean, we've been doing this for over 20 years. Okay, I mean, we're not in the business of pulling your leg or putting our company in a spot where, you know, we're going to ruin our reputation for, you know, a few $100. It's just not worth it. You know, and our calls are monitored and recorded. These companies that have advised you that, you know, that they're not able to put you on that first page of Google, if you look up those companies, whoever said that to you, it is highly likely that these are not premier channel partners to Google, and they're absolutely correct. They are not able to do that because they don't hold the same certificates that we hold as premier channel partners with Google. When I say that is that in order to get you on that first page, Mike, there has to be availability there. It's not like anybody can come any day and just say, hey, put me on the first page, right? I mean, we only offer that when we have availability within that first page, if that makes sense. So that's how we're able to put you up there. So I would never tell you, hey, Mike, we're going to get you on Google's first page if it's not something that we're able to deliver, right? Because we would only be opening the can of worms that you can use against us, right? And as a matter of fact, I'll send that to you in writing prior to you moving forward with us, just so you know that it's something that we do, right? So, again,
yeah.
I'm not going to send something to you in writing and then you say, hey, look, you guys said you put me on the first page, if that makes sense. So, again, we're never going to jeopardize the company or say something that we're not able to deliver, brother. Like I said, man, we've been premier channel partners with Google directly for 20 years. In the States, just so you know, nationwide, there's only 40 companies that have premier partnerships with Google. We're one of them, okay? I'm not telling you that we're the best company in the whole wide world and that we're going to make you a millionaire by being on Google, but we can definitely help bring that, you know, that flow of traffic coming in. And that's something that we can do, okay?
I just can't waste money, you know what I mean? I just can't waste
money. Yeah, it makes sense. You know what? Here's the bottom line. If you're putting money out, there has to be money coming back in. That's the only way this will make sense.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, there's going to be I have a lot of questions. You know what I mean? So, I know you have a spiel you got to tell me. Like, I want to hear.
You know what? I'll spare you from that, Mike. How about that? Okay. You know, I mean, it sounds like you know what you're looking for. I mean, I'm not going to give you no sales pitch.
I've been working with one of your guys for a long time. He calls me all the time. Yeah, I told him, please stop calling me. I'll call you when I'm ready because I don't have the money, $250 at the moment, to do that. Now I do. So, or whatever, you know, he offered, it was like $250 or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, I just want to get it from the horse's mouth type thing, a management. I want to solidify basically something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So.
All right. So, you know, again, what we do, you know, to place you within that first page, you already mm-hmm. have your website, right? MikeStreamWorks.com. Okay. Now talk to me a little bit about the website. I mean, is this domain yours? How are you operating this domain? It's not yours.
It's not my domain. I'm not sure if you're familiar with House Call Pro.
I've heard of them. I'm not very familiar with what they do, but yes, that's a name that's popped up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my CRM. That's where I do my invoicing, my dispatching, my estimates, and now they provide accounting, now they provide website services, so I'm paying them $99 a month for my website.
For your website, okay. But they won't give you access to the domain because if you want us to use that domain to put on Google, you would have to have that access, right? I mean, no one, and that I will tell you very straightforward, there's no one that can mess with the domain if you don't have access to it, if that makes sense. I mean, within the pricing that we charge, I mean, we can launch a website for you at no additional charge, you know, but you already have yours, right? I mean, we can use it. But you would have to have that domain so we can gain access to publish it on Google, if that makes sense.
I don't have it, yeah.
Okay. Not a big deal. Like I said, within the company, we can still build the one for you, and we wouldn't charge you extra for that. It's already included within the service.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, how about social media, Mike? Are you on any type of social media?
Yeah, I have Instagram, I have Facebook. I'm on, if you click on my website, go to the bottom page of my website,
mm-hmm.
You can see all the platforms I'm on.
Okay, let's see here. Bear with
me
a second. Oh, okay, I see. You got, you know, IG, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got quite a bit. Okay, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm an established company. I just rebranded my business after taking 2 years off. So I went through a marketing company, but they're only marketing me for Instagram, Facebook, Meta, and I'm not in for that. You know? I mean, yes, it's a plus, but it'll be a plus when somebody clicks on a website. If I get that traffic through Google or my website, then they can find all that stuff. You know what I mean? To make sure I'm a legit company.
Right,
you know?
Right. Understood. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second then. Let me see on here. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So the other platform that we work with is Facebook, Mike. And the reason that we work with Facebook is associated with Google. So we would promote the Facebook page that you currently have, which I'm looking at. It doesn't look, you know, bad at all. Mike Drinks Work. You know, it's actually, you know, pretty nice, pretty legit. So we will promote that page, and then we would also run ads on Facebook for you. That's included within the service as well. Okay. And then the last platform that we work with is Apple. Apple is also associated with Google. So we would also list you through Apple Maps. I mean, obviously, you know, we work with all these other platforms. I mean, the real, the Goliath here is Google, to be quite frank with you. I mean, that's the real golden ticket there, is to get you on that first page. I mean, that's where we generate most of the traffic, right? Most people navigate Google for everything. So, that's where we would be listing you. You said you were offered a price of $249 because our pricing runs $299. Are you sure that somebody advised you of $249?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at some notes here because I do see that we reached out to you a couple times. So bear with me one second.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to one of you guys for like a year now.
Okay, I do see that. Okay, I'll honor that $249, brother. No worries. I just had to see it myself.
yeah, no worries. And then that would include a website, and that would include all that?
That's absolutely correct, brother. That's all included under that $249 pricing monthly. That includes
the
website.
Okay, now would you be able to, when it comes to the website, so now how long would, and since you're going to restart everything, how long is it going to take for me to get a call? I mean, at the end of the day.
So here, that's very fair, and I'm going to answer you very straightforward. The first platforms that we would be done with, which is the website, the promotion and the ads running through Facebook, which normally tend to get quite a bit of traction, Bing, because we would also list you on Bing and then listing you through the Apple Maps, on Apple.
You do geotagging.
Excuse me?
You guys do geotagging for Google.
When you say geotagging, what exactly do you mean by geotagging?
I have no idea. I just heard that terminology from another person, called me and says, you know, if you do geotagging, you'll be located around the area that you're working and where you did work at, and then they will promote you through that city or whatever.
Okay, so,
you know what I mean?
What I think you're referring to is like Google retargeting, right? These other platforms. I mean, Google has a range where we can, you know, promote you. You know, where you can get work anywhere between 5 to 50 miles from Irvine, right? So definitely up to you. You know, how far you're willing to travel for a new client. These other platforms are retargeting from Google, so. The way that it works is that, let's say somebody is, you know, in Orange County, they're looking for a plumber. You know, what happens is that same person, when they go on their Facebook page, that person is going to now start looking at like, ads pop up for Mike Strainworks, if that makes sense. I don't know if you've been on your personal Facebook and you're just scrolling through your friends and then suddenly you see an ad pop up for like, an electrician or a person that does landscaping or even plumbers. So it's going to be the same concept, but it's going to be for Mike Drain's work. And that's already included with that service. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So it would take us between 7 business days to a maximum of 14 days for you to start seeing your listings pop up online. Okay. The only thing that takes us a few weeks, in addition to that, is to do the Google verification. So this is what Google wants. Google wants to know that Mike Drainworks is an actual company, right? They don't want to put somebody on the first page without verifying. So that's where the Google verification portion comes in, where we have to.
Well, I'm in the
Google
process of that right now.
Okay.
Like, I have a Google page.
Right, right. You do have a Google page, which makes it a lot easier for us to get that verification process done, if that makes any sense. Right?
They need to verify me, and my problem with Google is I'm doing the verification right now, but they want me to open a storefront, or they want me to open some type of property I have and show them a video, in a small video.
No, obviously you don't have to open a storefront, brother. Okay, it's not.
My business, my van or something. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. So for the most part, we would handle the verification back end for you, right? So you don't have to worry about that end, you know, about the verification process. We'll take over that. In some scenarios, Google does want like a video showing like a work truck or your tools that show basically, okay, hey guys, I am an actual company, but don't worry, our IT guys will handle the back end work for you, brother. So you don't have to worry about that verification. You know,
what if it's already verified? Can you guys work with that? I mean,
yeah, I mean, if the process has been verified, we just double check that with Google, and I mean, like I said, we handle it on the back end, brother, so you don't have to worry.
Okay. I just want to make sure if it would speed up the process is my concern, you know?
Yeah, I mean, again, if everything's already said and done, I mean, we have to re-verify that everything is good to go with Google, because at the end of the day, you know, you are working now directly with a channel partner to Google, and we have to follow guidelines, brother. You know, I mean, it's not like we're other companies where we're just like, hey, screw it, let's just do it now. We got to do things by the book, man. You know?
Good.
So, all right. So, let's get you up there. I just need a few details from you here. Mike, what's your last name, Mike? And is Mike short for Michael, or is it,
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And that's, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yep.
Okay, last name, brother?
W-E-I-L. Like L as in Larry.
How do you pronounce your last name, brother? Is it Weil? Weil?
Yep. Weil. Yeah, you're right.
Weil. Okay, that's, I figured, you know, it's a silent D at the end there. Okay. All right.
That's
Weil. Wild. Okay, right. No D, but I'm saying it sounded like that. Okay. Mike Drainworks at yahoo.com. Is that valid?
Yep.
Okay. Now the 714-345-5903, is that a good number? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Alrighty. Alright. And then the 428 Marymount Avenue in Placentia, is that where the business was registered out of?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my LLC. That's everything, yeah.
Okay. I have a zip code that comes up for me, Mike. 92870, is that good?
That's it.
Okay. And now, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
24/7.
You're definitely not joking about getting work coming in, huh?
Oh, I mean, I'm a service and repair company, you know? So, I mean, I snake drains and lay pipe, you know?
All right, I'm listing you Monday through Friday, 24-hour service. All right.
No, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Okay, my apologies. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yep. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Yes, sir.
I
would love that to work the weekends, but...
I understood, man. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. All right. And then how far are you willing to travel for new customers, Mike? Are you going into, like, Riverside,
no.
County? No. Okay.
No. Only Orange County.
Only Orange County. So would it be fair to say about 20 miles radius within Irvine?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm more like Placentia, you know, like... But then, like 20, 25 miles around.
I'm gonna put
Placentia.
25
I guess,
just to be sure. Okay, I'll put 25.
Well, because 25 out of Placentia would put me in LA. You know.
Okay, let's go back to 20. Then you're right.
Yeah. So I mean, okay. I think I don't want to be in LA. I mean, I'll touch bits and pieces of it, but I just don't want to go through that traffic.
God, that's just like one of the worst traffics in the world, man. You know, you go down to LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's 9 o'clock at night and you're still back to back, man. I was like, just crazy. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And then the Facebook page that I have here is Mike Drainworks. Okay. Perfect.
I have all the logins for all my pages on one sheet. So with my usernames and passwords.
Okay.
And I have access to all of them. So I probably just copy and paste them and forward them over. So this way you guys, because you're going to need access to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to need access to get those converted and run the ads. So you'll get a call from our IT guys tomorrow. You'll take that up with them. They'll ask you for that, and you know you'll take it with them.
Okay.
Now, we'll build the website. I'm assuming that you know you do take pictures of your work, so if you have those available, make sure you have them tomorrow as well.
I'll send everything in. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
And then you guys are not going to need much from me on my website, right? Because you can already see my other website. You can kind of build it off of that.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk to the IT guys, just let them know, hey, can you get some ideas off my original website? Unfortunately, I don't have any domain access, so that's why we're not using it. But they'll look at it, and they'll take it from get ideas from there. I'm gonna be honest, Mike. If I told you that I knew as much as these IT guys do, I would be lying to you, brother. These guys are our
yeah, of course.
You know, they're the brains of the company. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, you know, one time I remember a few years ago I addressed them as what did I say to a customer? I said, "Oh yeah, those are our computer nerds." And I got a call later that day saying, "Hey man, you can't say that." And I said,
"Yeah, right."
I was like, "All right, my apologies."
That's just like saying your wife's your pit bull because she'll get your money for you, but then you're calling her a bitch. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't. I made that mistake before. I got one black guy. I don't want another one.
The call is being recorded, brother. I can't say that, but you could. That's actually quite funny. Oh, man, that was good. All right, here. Let's see here. Okay. What time tomorrow, Mike, would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother? Or if you're available this afternoon, I do have some time later today as well. Or we can do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow might be better. I know I have job scheduled for a little bit later this afternoon.
Okay,
so.
Okay. What time tomorrow are you open?
It goes to that first.
It's just about 30 minutes.
That first question you asked me, what's my service hours? 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay. I have to be specific to schedule you in within the IT calendar. So if you
can
give me
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, perfect. Okay.
I'm waking up, got some coffee, dropped my son off. I'll be up on my wits, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, man, I'm already on my second cup of coffee, brother, so you can imagine that.
Yeah, I'm already at four, so gotcha.
Oh, okay, you got me. I don't think I can put that much caffeine so early on, brother. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well,
I'm a single dad of an 8-year-old, so let me tell you, I need a whole pot.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you this much, Mike. I share that with you. I've been a single dad for 3 years. I got two daughters that are decided to stay and live with me when me and mom split up. I was with mom, and I'm sorry that I'm jumping off topic here, but
no, it's okay. Yeah, I like your decision.
I was with mom, their mother, for 17 years.
Oh wow!
And we separated. She moved to Utah, and my daughters were just very adamant, like, no, we want to stay with dad here in California. We don't want to move. And long story short, we had to go to court. You know how that goes. Went to court, and the judge talked to them, and he's like, "Yep, I'm going to award you custody." They are now 18. One's graduating high school this year, and the other one is turning 14. And it's not easy being a single dad, especially with teenagers, brother, where now they want to talk to me about boys and stuff, and I'm just it's a little difficult to deal with that shenanigans, to say the least.
Just remember when you were that age, you know what I mean? And now you gotta deal with your daughters.
And sometimes And it's crazy because, I mean, my mother, rest in peace, right? She passed a while back, and she would always say, she's like, you know, all these gray hairs that you give me and all this, you know, this crazy stuff that you make me go through. And she's like, one day when you have your own, you're gonna remember.
Yeah.
And, boy, was she right. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that feeling. Trust me. I say it every day. It's called karma, buddy.
Right.
You know? It's called karma. And my mom's looking down at me, laughing at me, dude, saying, I told you, motherfucker.
I told you.
You know what I mean? I love my passed away a few years ago herself, you know, so, and I'm only 42. So I was
30. we're about the same age, brother. I'm 41. No, I lost,
okay.
My mother when I was 20, man, to a drunk driver, unfortunately, man.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I was 20 years old. She was like 50 something. I can't remember exactly. I think 55 or 56.
Oh wow.
And, yeah, she was taken quite young from us, you know, for our knucklehead being out there driving drunk. But, even back then, you know, when I was young, being a knucklehead, she would always be like, dude, one day, she's like, this will catch up to you being a jerk to me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, sorry to jump off topic there, Michael.
That's okay. You're a human being, and, you know, I'm not talking to a robot, so.
No, you know what, and I'll tell you something, brother. If I was to speak with more people like you throughout my day, man, it would make work so much easier, because for the most part, you know, for the sake of my job, the call is being recorded, I can't really tell you what I'm thinking, but I speak to a lot of people that are not very pleasant, just to say that. A lot of times it's just like, hey, man, get me on Google, shut up, and get off my phone line, you know?
You know, I mean, we're all busy, I get it, you know, but I like to talk to human beings, not robots or salespeople, like, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're going to collect my money and you're going to give me money back, hopefully. You know, this is the way this
right,
works.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Plan.
So
correct.
It's kind of, you know, but I mean, at least so I can get build relationships in the process, which I do, is that's kind of, you know, I want to make a good, you know, impression, and I also want to have a good relationship with people I'm giving my money to.
You know what I mean?
At the end of the
day.
And it goes a long way, you know, because, hell, you might need a plumber one day and you're going to be calling me. You know what I mean? And I got you. You know?
Right.
I mean, shit.
That's awesome.
You know, you're not going to want to deal with these Fortune 500 companies that you're just a number in a very high expensive ticket that they're going to charge you when I'm very affordable and I'm a personable person. That, for me, goes a long way.
Absolutely correct, man. You couldn't hit the nail on the head more clear. Sometimes, that 10-minute relationship that you build with somebody goes such a long way, because you establish something where now it's like, hey man, I'm having a drain issue, or I need a plumber, and it's like, hey man, I know a guy that's pretty cool, man. His name's Mike. You know, let me give you his number. You know, so
yeah.
I agree with you 100% in that aspect, brother.
And you look at all my credentials, and you're just like, hey, you know what? I have his Facebook, I have his Instagram, I have his website. I know he's legit, and he does good work. Give me a five-star rating on.
Right, and now he's going to be on Google, so that definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can look at my Yelp page from 2016. It's like, I got people that like me somewhere, you know? So, but anyways, okay, so I'm going to have to wrap up very soon.
Okay, give me just two more minutes here. I'll get you off the phone. Sorry, brother. I need to create a password for the account here. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I was born in, well, let's see, born in Fullerton.
Fullerton, okay. All right, so Fullerton will be the password to the account.
Okay.
And then you do have access to the email that you provided, right? Mike's drainwork@yahoo. Okay, I'm going to send a confirmation there. Okay. And then there's two ways that the company allows you to process that monthly service charge, Mike. You can use a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. What did you want to use?
I have a business card. Yeah.
Business card. Okay. Does the business card say Mike's Drainworks LLC, or how does it say on the card exactly, Mike?
It says Michael Weil. I'm in the process of right now of opening up a business LLC bank account, but I'm trying to get, yeah, I mean, but it's a business account through Chase, but it's my sole proprietor.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Michael Weil, is that also, okay, so does it say your name, and does it say your name twice or just once?
Twice.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay, hold on here. Let me put that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a middle initial on your actual name, brother, or no?
Yeah, P is in Patrick. It is Patrick.
Patrick. Oh. Okay. All righty. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. All right. All Visas start with number 4, brother, when you're ready.
Okay. It is 4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270,
mm-hmm.
8440,
okay.
4328. Now you're only withdrawing 250.
You're incorrect. 249. Not 250.
Okay, cool. I like it.
Spare you
and
a
like
dollar
within the first month I could see results, correct?
Yeah, within the first month, yes, absolutely. You're already going to have presence on the internet on the first month, right, through the different platforms. So again, one thing that I am always very transparent with my customers is that to see the maximum results, I mean, like you said, you will have traction that that you're going to see the first month, but to see the maximum results on Google, you know, give it at least 2 months, you know, for you to see the complete traction on Google. But you're right. Yes, within the first month, you would already have presence on the internet.
And I should be getting some leads. I mean, some calls, you think? I mean.
Well, from my experience, you're going to start getting, some traction from the ads that are going to be running on Facebook while the verification is done on the back end through Google. So, you know, just be a little bit patient, Mike. I promise that once this gets going, you're not going to regret being on that first page of Google, brother. I'll tell you that much.
Like, I've always thought that, like, Google being on the front page has nothing to do with money. All it does is take reviews, you know?
No, that's, you know what? When you do it organically, that can take you anywhere from, like, 8 to 10 months, where you're just constantly, you know, making sure that you're getting reviews and you got to stay hella busy so the reviews can, you know, accumulate really quick. You can do that way organically, but like I said, that can take you a very, very long time. You know, to go that way.
Yeah.
You know, so
right. Okay.
A lot of people don't have 8 months to wait to get work, you know?
Right. All right.
I need the expiration date, Mike.
5:30.
Okay. And then the security code.
557.
Okay, 557. Alrighty.
9270.
All right, Mike. Okay, wait. The 557 is the security code, right?
Yep, and then the zip code's 92870 if you need it.
928. Oh, yeah, I already have the.
Cool, all right.
Yeah, okay. All right, just bear with me here about maybe 1 minute at the most while I verify that the card that you provided today is a valid one, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, and I got to read you our disclosure, and then we'll wrap it up here.
Okay.
I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Mike. The reason behind this is we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing along with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this and asking you these questions, if you have any questions of your own, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification here alongside as a premier channel partner to Google. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Just to make sure that I do have things correct on my end, can you verify the name of the company?
Mike's Drainworks.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Michael Weil, and I am 100% owner.
Thank you so much, brother. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Mike Drainworks, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized person on the billing and credit card information you provided?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Mike, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary.
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. The payment of $249 will be processed today, May 13th. Your next payment is not scheduled until June 13th. And keep in mind that that $249 is always going to stay a flat rate. That will never change. Also,
that was my question.
Yeah. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Mike. This is a month-to-month service. You will always have the right to stop or cancel the service at any point if you're not satisfied after the first month, right? And the reason I say after the first month, because this month's already paid for, right? I don't think that you're going to have to cancel based on the results, right? But if you wanted to, it's my job to let you know that you always have that option, you know, if you ever wanted to do so, okay? Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bear with me here. In a second, you're going to start getting quite a bit of text messages welcoming you to the company. You're going to get quite a bit of emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. There's going to be one email in particular, Mike. It's going to be the first one that you receive that says local splash initial invoice. It's going to have your invoice on there. It's also going to have three little boxes that you have to click on. Okay, and let me just explain that to you. Those three boxes say that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that you are the person that's authorized to use the card that you provided today, and that the next payment is done recurrently on June 13th for $249. And then right underneath that is going to ask you to type in your name, Michael P. Wild. What that does, it's going to do two things. Once you fill that in, it's going to allow us to lock in that rate for you at $249 a month, and it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on the profile on Google, how many calls are being generated from the profile on Google, how many people are visiting the platform. So everything that we're able to see on the back end, Mike, we're going to give you access to that. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you have 2 seconds right now, I can walk you. I mean, it's really simple to do. And the reason I ask clients to get it done as soon as possible, that way when the IT guys call you, it'll save you about, you know, 10, 15 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to complete it either way. So if you have 2 minutes to spare, I can walk you through it, or you can do that on your own later today, brother, whatever you prefer.
Wait, say that part again?
I said, if you have 2 minutes to spare, I can walk you through it to, you know, to make sure you do it correctly, or you can do it on your own later today.
I might as well do it now because I probably can't figure it out on my own. I don't know.
No, don't worry, brother. I tend to help all my clients. I mean, and the good thing is that moving forward, you can also be in contact with me if you ever need anything. You know, so it's, you know, it's not like we're a company that just signs you up and is, you know, forget about it. No, absolutely not. We're walking you through the process. So you just got that email. It's the first one you got, brother. Can you check your emails?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to say Local Splash initial invoice. When you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Michael. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What we're looking for right under there, it's going to be the words, please click here to accept subscription terms. So let me know when you see that.
I did it.
Okay. So once you click on that, it's going to take you to our other page. What we're looking for now is your phone number towards the bottom left. Let me know when you see your number.
Got it.
Okay. Right underneath your number, it's where you're going to see those three little boxes that you have to click on, brother. If you want to go through them, they're exactly what I mentioned to you, but if you want to go through them, go ahead and read them. Let me know when you click on all three.
I did.
Okay. Right underneath that, about three sentences below, it says signature your name, Michael P. Weil. Let me know when you see that as well.
I'm just typing my name right now.
Okay. You're a little ahead of the game. All right. You got to type in your name exactly as it shows on here and then hit confirm signature. If you did it correctly, it's going to reroute you to another page that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It's going to ask you for a username and password.
It doesn't give me an option to
click on it. Okay. Turn your phone sideways, brother.
Okay. Oh. Okay, smart. Okay.
No worries.
There it goes.
All right.
Got it. And then now okay. It's saying, welcome to Local Splash.
Welcome to Local Splash, yeah. Can I ask you for username? Okay, brother, what you have to do on your end, man, it's already said that username and password you'll get from our operations and IT guys tomorrow at 9 a.m. Okay?
Okay. So
that's it, brother. You're all set, man. Mike, let me just be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google. You know, our main purpose here is to establish a long-term relationship with Mike's DrainWorks, and we know that the only way of accomplishing that is by producing results, brother. At the end of the day, that's what our customers are looking for, you know, and that's what we can deliver. So, again, welcome on board. We appreciate you giving us that 1% of your trust. It is our job to gain that other 99, man. So,
okay, cool.
Again, you know, welcome to the family. Like I said, just be a little bit patient. I mean, you know, this is not done within one day to another, but, you know, like I said, once everything is established and going, you know, you're going to definitely love the results, man. And one thing I will ask you is just please make sure you don't miss that phone call at 9 a.m. That way there's no setbacks. Cause if you miss that call, then I would have to reschedule you. And sometimes, these guys are booked for a day or two. So I don't want that to happen.
Got it. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Hey, Mike, I'll let you, man, so you can get back to your things. Again, brother, I really, you know, I mean when I say this, man, it was a pleasure sharing some things with you and talking to you, man.
Absolutely. Vice versa.
Yep. You'll get a call tomorrow, 9 a.m., brother. You have a good one, and, you know, have a blessed day, brother.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.